reason, that's like a trip that I'm afraid that I won't return from.
But it's like, it comes in levels, though.
They're considered, some of them are considered to be psychedelics, right?
They are.
Yeah.
So when I did it once and I didn't like have, I thought I was going to have some crazy ass trip. Like, I was actually looking forward to that shit even happening.
Can we start?
Are we started. Okay? How about this?
I'm sorry. But I'm just like, I don't know. So I don't know how much I can say that, but I remember I said, like, hey, if I found out that I was going to die in like the next week or a month or so, I told myself, I'm doing two things. I'm fucking who and whenever. Because at this point, it doesn't fucking matter. And then I'm also doing everything, like everything. And I'm not just to say, not to be like, oh, you say you did it, but I'm just saying, like, what does that feel like? Like, what does it feel like? And I'm just like, I'm scared because I know that I'll get hooked on something. I don't want to try no fucking heroin. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, a mushroom or like a...
I say everybody try it at least once. Like, you have to be in a good mindset. Like, you don't want
to
be...
But where did it take you to?
It didn't take me anywhere. It just made things, I guess, like, my senses were heightened. There you go. Like, especially being in my living room. Like,
so
around
much stimulus
all the plants.
And I say that in a very polite way. There's so much stimulus value in there.
Yes.
There's a lot of things to look at.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So it kind of just heightened things for me. I watched Fantasia.
Ooh, on mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like the that singer. Was, you mean like the show. I'm like, ooh, that's an awful experience.
No.
Oh, you talk about the like Disney the, thing. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That was cool.
That sounds peaceful.
Yeah. I walked around to, like, you know that big ass tree in the middle of development, like that willow looking tree. That shit looked nice. Laughed at that shit for like a half hour.
Alone.
Trying to take a walk and like people were outside.
Wait,
I'm just laughing.
Alone?
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
That is a fucking dream.
Yeah. So yeah, it wasn't bad.
Chris, you ever had an edible?
Mm-hmm. Did he?
He did? Oh. Was it a good one?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, it was trash.
Like, you didn't feel good at all?
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Oh, you mean initially it wasn't the best?
No, it was really bad. Like, I don't like them. I probably shouldn't have been drinking either.
Oh, you were drinking too?
Mm-hmm. It was an experience. Go back and listen to episode of, like, 19.
You've never had an edible before, right?
Ooh, I had an edible, but I want to get through Chris's story. I want
to. No, they don't need to hear this story again.
No,
it was just really bad. Like, I just thought I was having a heart attack, and then I wasn't because I forgot that I took it.
Oh,
That shit was so funny.
Oh, you were with him?
Yeah,
it was her
we
fault.
We was at a concert. We was all we was going. Who was it?
Young Dolph.
Oh, I think y'all told me about this shit.
All hype and shit. Getting all ready
but
to go.
But didn't
y'all
say like
concert?
A Young Dolph concert? Like niggas. Yes.
He told me he was going to go get a drink. I'm like, all right, cool. He was taking forever to come back. So I'm like, let me find, like, see where he is. I'm seeing all these people rushing over to somebody in a corner. I go look in his Chris. They got the thing over his I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on, yo? I'm getting closer. I'm like,
was
yo.
The
yes! Oh my, Chris, you're high. Like, you're
no,
high.
No, she never said that. She kept saying,
Chris,
you're
I
embarrassing
said,
me.
No, I said I'm that, tired. And I
she
said, you're
she
high.
She kept saying, why are you doing this? And I'm like, my nigga, what, dying? Like, why am I dying? I don't know.
Ty, you were shaming him while he was
yes.
high.
Yes.
The whole time.
I said, you're embarrassing me. And I said, you're high. And then after he realized he was high, he was able to get up. The ambulance was on their way, everything. Like, it was a whole
And they
thing.
Canceled the ambulance for you?
Yeah, like, he literally walked up to me. They had a piece of paper in my hand and everything. And he was like, you ready to go? And I was like, no. And he's like, all right, well, we leaving.
Luckily, we were able to get into, like, I don't know.
This little knockoff VIP thing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want me to stand amongst the people. Cause
liability.
Because my heart rate kept climbing. It was at 197, dog. Like, 197. That's a heart attack, my nigga.
On the treadmill, I've never been able to break, like, 180, honestly.
Right.
You were at 197?
Standing perfectly still.
Oh, that wasn't edible.
Did you make that?
No. Oh. I got it from somebody at work. But which is so crazy, right? Because I got it from somebody at work.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that last part. You're like, yeah. I got it from somewhere. From where?
Somebody at work. But so the first time I did it, I had my sister, she made us a whole pan. And like we didn't, brownies? Yeah. Okay. And we didn't know like how we were just hyped to have them. So we literally just had like a few pieces, and we like, this shit ain't doing nothing. So we just start laughing and just start eating. We ate like half the pan. We were high for like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 days. I was crying. We were like climbing to get up the stairs. Like it was bad.
Okay.
But since that experience, I've never been able to get high off of edibles. Like they never did anything for me. So we did half of a cookie. I had half, he had the other half, and I didn't.
Oh, he had.
I had was a half a cookie, bro. That's why I forgot. Like I ate a cookie, then we stopped at the liquor store. I got a bottle. And we was trying to get lit. So I was like drinking straight out the bottle before we went into the concert. So I drank a fair amount of liquor, fresh on top of this edible. And then I was standing there and I was chilling. And then out of nowhere, my heart started just like pounding. So I left and was like, I'm going to go grab some water. I drank some water thinking I'm chilling. As I was walking back towards where she was, that joint just climbed. Like, so then I went over to the EMT dude. And I was like, yo, listen, bro. I know it's going to sound crazy. But I just need you to take my, you know, take my.
Were you sitting on the floor?
No, I was standing up.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I'm just like, bro, like, you know, he laughing at me, like, nigga, you too high or something. I'm like, nah, I'm like, I was drinking, but like, so he like was giggling and stuff, and then like he put the joint on there. You know what I'm saying? He, trying to check my heart rate. And then like I seen his face, and that made me more nervous because he was like, oh, step over here real quick. I'm like, step over. Why I gotta step over? And this nigga like looking down. He like, yeah, bro. He like, yeah, your joint is 197. I'm like, what?
That is high as hell.
Mm-hmm. So then he started like checking my eyes and all this kind of stuff. He was like, yeah. He was like, you sure you didn't have nothing else? And I'm swearing to him up and down, like, I didn't take anything. I don't do drugs. So he like, yeah, we might have to call the ambulance. Like, it was his suggestion. He was like, if you didn't take nothing and your heart rate is at 197, like, something's wrong.
And then here comes Tiana.
The person, my dealer.
Your dealer.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing me. Yeah, not are you okay shit. You're fucking embarrassing.
Pretty much. Then she proceeded to laugh the rest of the night until we left.
That shit was funny.
I had a Young Dolph concert. Niggas was probably,
I had the whole paranoid thing going on too, because I was looking like, yo,
the crazy thing is, like, in between that happening,
no, it was in my head. They did.
Oh,
somebody probably did
though. Yeah.
But like in between all that happening, other people are passing out, they too drunk. Yeah. Like it was a lot of shit going on before the concert even started.
And y'all had a great time.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good concert. We left early though. We definitely didn't stay to the end. We definitely got about that joint. And I went home smelling like a whole pack. Walking past my dad. My dad like, you all right? Like,
What? You said spent a whole pack?
So I said smelling like a whole pack.
Oh, okay.
Then I just laid on the bed and I felt like I was levitating over the bed for the rest of the night.
I about to say, though, that sleep I got from that was an amazing sleep.
Sleep hit different.
Ooh, that was an amazing sleep.
Welcome back to another episode of Complicated Simplicity, where we talk about our drug usage for the first 8 minutes of the show.
I miss the TLA. I want to go back to concerts.
Go back. It'll be open soon.
Wait, is it today or I think tomorrow? They're opening up vaccines now for people over 16.
They are.
I thought it was the 19th.
Is it the 19th?
That's what I thought.
Is that what it is?
19th. Everybody can go get vaxxed up if you're interested. If you're not.
In Jersey, right?
Don't do it. That's going to be nationwide.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to make sure he get this May deadline?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he jumping the gun by 2 weeks. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, I mean, I guess here we go with the segues, Tony. Well, first off, everybody, how y'all feeling? Y'all good? Is everybody in health? Good health? Anybody have anything traumatic happen over the past 7 days?
No, but I was able to get all my work done. Well,
that's traumatic.
Most of the pressing.
You say you had a 40-page paper to do?
Yeah, it was annoying. It was really annoying, but like I got it done.
Accumulation of all the pages I've ever written in high school. 40. That's nuts.
I think Miss Ryan made me write more than that, though. Remember Miss Ryan?
Oh, I love Miss Ryan.
Miss Ryan was dope. She could bake.
God rest her soul.
What?
She's dead?
No.
Don't do that to me.
Tony's an evil person underneath of all that smiling and filter.
Filter face.
Filter face. But on a serious note, since we've seen her talk about all this drug usage, DMX, man.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yo, this
damn.
That like really hurt my feelings when I seen that, because I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I think it's worse when it's something that you know somebody been fighting for a long time, and they just can't seem to get that monkey off their back. Mm-mm. And like DMX literally has been like, he's been vocal about it. He's not even secretive about the fact that like he has an addiction problem. And it seemed like he was doing better. Like he did the verses. He was all like heavy set, you know what I'm saying? Which is usually like a sign of somebody getting clean. They put on weight. And he wasn't drinking during it. He was like, nah, pass me the water. I'm like, oh, X is like really trying to get his stuff together in his older years. And now this. And I mean, I don't know which updates to trust, because there's so many of them and so many of them are wrong. But now they're saying like he's in a vegetative state and his kids have been like going in to say they're like their last goodbyes.
Holy shit. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that was something I read on New York Times like 2-3 hours ago. So...
damn.
It's not looking good at all.
That's awful.
Yeah. From an overdose to a heart attack to coma, no brain activity, vegetative state. But, you know what I'm saying?
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Love DMX. Well, another TLA story for that. I did go see DMX at the TLA.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because I went and I got there on time. Right. But I still, you know, when you go to a concert on time, it's late when it's like a standing room only type deal. So I was in the back, which I didn't care, because I'm like, I'm going to go see this nigga regardless. And I hate to say it, it was kind of because it was like, yo, I don't know how much longer DMX is going to be here with all the stuff that he be having going on. So I need to go see him live. So all the opening acts went, and he was supposed to hit the stage at 9:30. I'm going to keep this story short. That man didn't hit the stage till 12. That's and I stayed.
I'm pretty sure people left.
Most people left. But the ones that stayed, when I say we had a, he performed when he got out on that stage. Like, I was glad that I stayed. I was like, yo, he's going to show up. He got to show up. There's no way that DMX is not going to show up to the show. And I stayed, and we stood there for like 2.5 hours.
Stood?
So we stood up the whole time. And the DJ was just like playing music to keep everybody entertained. He kept saying, he's on his way, y'all. He's on his way. And, you know, a lot of people gave up and they left, and I stayed, and I got up to like literally like right in the front, and he came out, and I got to see the dog perform. And that was like one of the best shows I've seen. So, I mean, I do take solace in that I at least got to not just be a fan from afar and from music and CDs and tapes and all the stuff that we used to listen to as kids. I got to like actually see him. Yeah. So that was dope.
Wow. Damn. That's just sad. The whole kids coming into the room is kind of
Dope. You know, did you know he had 15 kids?
Yeah, I was going to make a joke right there, but I didn't know if it was appropriate. But I was like, that's a long line of fucking kids.
He got a lot of kids. Yeah. I was like, wow.
You know what these bitches want from a nigga? We still ain't find out.
Yeah.
Damn. That's my favorite song. I love that song.
I know, you be yelling it.
What these bitches
You know the want? Names?
You know, I don't know them all. I don't know them all. Do you know them all?
I do, actually. But we ain't gonna do you that. Gonna That's do not it? What the show's for. No. That's not what the show's for. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So prayers out to DMX, his family, his loved ones, his children, all the people that care about him.
Get through.
Yeah. Look, they having prayer vigils. I think that's the word, vigil.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh my God. So I was on Clubhouse last night and Pastor Mace was holding a room for DMX, and they were like praying for him in the room. And it turned into, yo, Clubhouse is so toxic.
Sure enough is.
That is the most toxic application. I'm not even going to call it an app. That's the most toxic application on earth. And where I'm going to get into why later. But yeah, I was listening to that and it was just so, people just really like to hear themselves talk. And I guess I'm being a hypocrite because I have a whole podcast and it's built around me talking. But it's not because I like to hear myself talk. But niggas like to hear themselves talk. And they be like real indignant and be wrong. And be loud about being wrong. At least I have humility.
Like, a lot of niggas be in there like, you're not even right if you were right. Like, you'd be like double, triple wrong. Like, right. Building up on their wrongness. And it's funny because Clubhouse gives anybody, well, I mean, any social media website does this, but Clubhouse really gives anybody a platform to try to act so self-righteous.
It's really going to get bad now, though, because they just monetized it.
How?
You can send people money through the app now. So people going to be in there charging
there
for classes.
There was somebody like, if y'all want me to keep talking, I ain't staying in this room. I need another $5, another $10. It's church.
you got to do that Trey Rags job. Be like, what you got the cereal bowl in my face for? What you got the cereal bowl in my face? You know what I'm saying? This is a collection plate. But yeah, they trying to monetize it. So, you know, you're going to have a whole bunch of classes and meet me here at 9 o'clock and pay your entry fee to get to find out how to be a millionaire for me. And I don't have two nickels to roll together.
I ain't learned shit on Clubhouse yet. And I've gave plenty of hours to them. And people will sit up in there and they'll, I don't know, they'll give meaning, half-ass shit. Let's say like that. People really ain't on here, I think, to try to educate. People on here try to push their own agenda. Mm-hmm. And exactly, you just start fucking arguing.
One mic. That's all you hear the whole time.
Excuse me, can I respond to that? No. You bald-headed bitch. And I'm just like, here it goes. It's going to fall right apart.
Nah, somebody was like, keep it short. The lady didn't even break stride in her sentence. She was like, and it'll be a lot shorter if you stop interrupting me. I was like, whoa.
This is the 50-50 room you talking to? Do you want to hear about... Ty, let's talk about this. Chris had sent out that the 50-50 room, and it was like, what is it?
50-50 men have no value.
So... What they're assuming, like these women were saying, men who want this split, the things have no value to them, or like they don't want them.
Right.
Okay. So did you go into that room, Tiana?
I don't go
in. You going on shit like that?
Barely going on IG.
You should have logged into that 50-50 room just to get a good whiff of it.
The things that I see people arguing about, they argue about that over and over again on IG.
50-50 men?
Yeah, I see a lot of that going around.
But see, this got taken to a different level because I try to actively avoid the 50-50 conversation because
is this a regular conversation?
It is.
It has been the thing.
But like, it's the 50-50 conversation of, oh, splitting bills. If, you know, that's not your boyfriend or your man, that's your roommate. If y'all splitting everything 50-50, blah, 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 blah. So that's been an ongoing conversation, as Ty said, for years at this point. But they took it a step further with the, like, they have no value. Like, even a roommate has value if you split in 50-50. I only got to pay 50% of the bills now. That's value. They was like, no, these men have no value at all. That's sick. I was like,
bro. So you don't agree?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
I would.
Now, for me, I don't mind doing that, but I wouldn't want that to be the goal until I die.
What do you
know
mean?
What I'm saying? If that's a thing right now, cool. But I will hope that my man would get to a level where, like, this is not a thing that I'm doing for the rest of my life. Like, we're not going half the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even saying he got to pay for everything. Mm-hmm. But eventually, I would like my husband to be able to assume most of the responsibility if he can. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't want to do it.
Is it a deal breaker if he doesn't?
No, it's not. Because I still see value in it. I'm not spending all of my money. I'm not mad at that. But I guess I don't let my relationships I don't let money define my relationships either. Like I'm not looking for anyone to take care of me per se.
So this is what it's getting to. They want to be taken care of. So they don't want to have any kind of responsibility. They want a luxury of
What I'm seeing, that's what a lot of women are saying. They don't want any responsibility at all. They kind of just want him to take care of everything and spend his money on top of that.
So
what value are you adding to the relationship? Like, what are you doing as a woman?
I would love to have like a woman that has that same feeling.
I would,
and just be able to call him right. Well, I do have somebody I could call, but they ain't probably going to answer.
Ooh.
Who? Totally the owl. Yeah. I ain't gonna say her name.
Do we know her?
Nah, y'all don't know her.
Damn.
But she like say her name three times, Candyman. Like, like I don't want no sauce. I really don't. I don't feel like arguing. I don't have it in me. But it's just fun because my thing is like, if 50-50 is bad, but women always like, oh, I'll do something. I just want to know what the percentage is that would suffice.
Like 80-20?
Yeah, like is it 80-20? Is it 75-25? Like, what are we talking about?
5-95.
Yo, right. Is it 90? Is it 95-5? What are we talking about? Like, so, what is sufficient?
There was this TikTok video that I saw on Instagram where a woman was saying, like, I used to be the woman who was saying, I want to do 50-50. Like, I want to work. I want to have a kid. And she said, I tried to do all of that. And then it was, she said, I tried to be the one to, like, take care of the house, you know, make sure food was on the table, have the kids, make sure I have, like, some type of a decent kind of job or a professional presence, you know, make sure I look good, make sure I keep up with everything, make sure I satisfy my husband. And she's like, the more and more I kept doing that, the more and more I realized what I needed, which was a wife. And she just like doing all of that is impossible, mm-hmm. essentially what she was trying to push. And she was just saying, like, that shouldn't be the expectation, because now she said she's changed her kind of mindset where she looks at being at home with the kids, since I guess I'm assuming her and her partner, whoever that is, can afford it, looking at being at home, being with the kids and keeping up her appearance for our relationship, I guess, is a full-time job alone. Mm-hmm. She said, it's not, no, I'm not getting, like, cash in my hand, like, you know, taxes and all that kind of stuff, but, like, that is a job. And it made me understand a perspective, like, if you find a man that is down for that, and you guys have an equal understanding that that's what y'all want to do, go for it. But I think mm-hmm. to push the argument of the men who don't want to do that and the women who don't want to be the kind of, you know, just, I stay at home and you do everything, like, these people aren't invaluable then. Like, that's just what you just, that's not a good fit for you when it comes
to that works for them. Yeah. And why should anyone else care about that? I don't know how it feels to have children, mm-hmm. right? So I can only imagine that absolutely.
But you know how it feels to have an elderly person, though. Your dog is old as shit.
Yeah, but she still don't require too much. Like, all she does is sleep.
Does she have leaky colon?
Could we not talk about her?
I'm sorry.
Because it's not that. Put my dog business out there like that. Yeah. Chill out. But yeah, I can only imagine how that is. And that's why I'm like, I'm hopefully looking one day, because I do want a big family. So I mm-hmm. felt like whenever I do have kids, I'm going to have to start just popping them out.
You know what? Since I'm working in the hospital, they were telling me, they was like, yeah, pregnancy's over 33 or 32. It's a geriatric pregnancy.
Just a geriatric pregnancy?
Yeah, they were saying, like, wow. After, like, I think 32, it's 33, somebody got to correct me for it, but I remember I was in the hospital on one of the floors. They was like, yeah, she's a geriatric pregnancy. I said, oh, how old is she? 33.
That's crazy.
Why don't
you start using them kind of words?
I would say that word is very, but it's like when it comes to, anyway.
That's so scary, because I'm really not looking like, I feel like I'm probably going to be 35 trying to have
most millennials
kid.
Are going to be.
And if I could, I probably would push it even longer, because I'm still like not 44. Ready. I'm not even mad at that, if that could be a thing. Ooh. But. What's the age?
Oh, it's 35 and over. It's considered a geriatric pregnancy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, you got time.
Yes, you got time, sweetheart.
Barely.
But mind you, you got to.
That's what I'm saying. Pop so out. That's going to be a lot, right? Because I do want at least five.
Five?
Yeah. I don't even know if I can do that.
I don't think you should.
Five humans to the cooch?
Yeah.
I think you should, like.
Good for you.
Never mind. I'll keep that to myself.
What?
No.
But I feel like if I want that many, I should probably start sooner than later.
Yeah, like tonight.
But I really don't want any kids until like 35.
You don't want no kids till 35.
And you want to have five? Yeah, you just gotta. You're gonna have to negotiate your.
I'm gonna adopt. That's cool too.
That's what's up, hey.
Yeah.
I'm here for that too. But just saying that alone, can you imagine with that many kids at one time? Right, like. I know that would be a job
that's
in
different.
Itself.
To me, that's way different. I think anybody that's out here making five children, yes, sir, you need to be a provider at that point. Otherwise, you need to just do something, get a vasectomy or something, because like you don't need to be out here popping out kids that you can't take care of. So if you got it like that to
that's
be able to
both
make five,
ways, not just on men. I think nobody, no right. human being should be having a child that they can't think of.
You think
it lies more on men?
I mean, at this age that we are, and I hate to say that I was different prior, but like you said, these are geriatric pregnancies at this point. I don't think women, if you get pregnant at 34 or 30, I don't think you should be out here getting abortions. That's just my personal, unless it's going to like health-wise, it's affecting you. Like, I just, mm-mm. You should probably just get your tubes tied if it's that bad.
Oh, before I give my opinion, what do you mean you're not mad at it? What do you say?
I agree.
I think it's all. Listen, first off, I don't think that you should be.
Is that such a shocker?
Explain, niggas.
I think the young people, like, yeah, they was like having.
You were younger.
Abortion.
You,
like, oh, whatever. Yeah. But like now, just like, no, nah, like you might have some long term effects if you plan on having another one. Like that abortion might mess up your ability to make children in the future.
But not only that, too, I feel like, and this is my opinion.
Go ahead.
My opinion! Oh, my God. But I feel it's a little different when you're like 30 now and you out here
still
having unprotected sex, doing the most. Like you know better. So if you out here having babies that you don't want, like, nah. Like, mm-mm. I just had a friend who kind of went through that.
Who? Was
just like, I know. But yeah, she was like, yeah, like I'm 30 now. Like I just gotta accept responsibility. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
So
you gotta own it.
What I'm hearing, this isn't about taking away, you know, women's
rights.
Options and
no,
right
we're not
to,
policing women's bodies.
Okay,
do what you want to do. But I'm just when it comes to maybe that position, like if that's something that happened to you, if you're out here having unprotected sex and just walling, I feel like at 30 you should be owning it versus maybe at 20.
So owning it, but still, we're not stripping them of the
no,
right.
No, okay, do what okay, you okay. want. But I'm just saying, I'm more in favor of you having it at that age than you getting an abortion.
Gotcha.
Especially if you have some prior on your resume already.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's real.
I'm just being personal opinion. Listen. Go ahead.
In the 50-50 room, they were saying, they were just like, oh yeah. So it came more from just you know, oh, I'm so tired of, like, you know, how would you say, like 50-50 men. It seemed to me to kind of have an underlying kind of hate objective towards men in general. And it's so weird because usually in these kind of dialogues I'm always on the woman's side because I don't know, just like I can always see a little bit better with their side and also fuck Darrell, so yeah. They ain't got shit to do with it, yeah. But fuck
nigga.
Him. Fuck you, nigga. Fucking nigga. Fucking nigga.
Damn.
But they were saying on the thing, it was like, oh yeah, and men are dirty too. Like, oh, I'm just so tired of cleaning up after men, anything like that. And I was just like, oh, okay, what does this have to do with it? Like, you can have, wait, hold on, sis. You might have you 100/0 man. He taking care of everything. If he dirty, ain't that your part that
right.
you want to have
that's
in it?
That's your part.
Like, that's the part that you wanted. You wanted to, like, be in here cleaning up.
So, to give it, and I wish I would have, like, screen recorded this, y'all. So the one girl was basically saying, one woman, she was like, well, if I'm doing this, like, if he's bringing home X amount of dollars and I still got to work hard and do such and such and, you know, clean up around the house and cook dinner and, like, all this different stuff and match his bag, basically. Like, if I got to go through all that, she said, if I got to worry about all that and then have to worry about having to pay a bill at the end of the day after I worked my shift and did XYZ, I'm not even going to get wet.
Wait.
Yo, that was like verbatim. She was like, I'm not even going to get wet. Like, how am I supposed to get wet for you? And I got to worry about paying these bills. And I'm just like, what? Are y'all even talking about in this room?
Is that
like
a pussy word?
Well, let me not answer.
I'm a city girl.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I'm just
not
like,
even for a city girl.
Not even for a city girl? Damn, no. I love them.
And I wonder what type of relationships they're in now.
They aren't.
Who the women that are talking like that?
They aren't. They ain't got no men.
Wait, she said that if I have to go to work, like, take care, like, have dinner on the table, stuff like that. My, like, she's not even going to be turned on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I do feel, though, that if a woman is also contributing, whether she wants to or not, but if she's working too, let's say she doesn't want to give up her career, she wants to have mm-hmm. that thing. I think it's also important for a man to start, you know, trade off some of that too, because it sounds
but that's,
like
that,
like,
that
cook,
was just about to say, because what? Because why
me,
do you have to have gender roles?
That's 50-50. Yeah.
Like, he should be cooking some days. Mm-hmm. You should be cooking some days. He can also help with the chores. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to all fall on the woman still, even with her paying half. This is why I don't. Like, what type of dynamics and relationships do people have?
And that's the thing. I think the thing is, most of this stuff isn't even reality. It's just stuff that they have in their head. It's a mindset that they have that's not even actually what's going on. And it's just clouding their judgment so much that they just spewing stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not even based in reality. It's not even based off a real relationship that they're in. Like, oh, if I got to do what?
Looking at these celebrities. Yeah, like,
what relationship are you talking about, man? What's your reference?
I wonder if the men that are doing this are looking, like, are they looking at you like as you are value, or are you property?
You're a liability. I'm telling you right now. If my girl moves in into my house, I already pay all the bills.
Yeah.
So let's say I just simply continue to pay all the bills, and I just like see her doing whatever she's doing. Like, all right, yeah, you got a job. All right, cool. But then I'm still doing majority of the cooking also. And I'm still doing most of the cleaning.
Are you supposed to then pay for the vacation, pay for all the fun, to do stuff?
At that point, you're just another liability. Like, you're another bill now on top of the bills that I have. And I'm going to grow resentment. And you know what's going to happen?
Like, cheat.
Of course I'm going to cheat.
I'm sorry. That's what I already, like, I'm thinking. I'm like, is this why somebody figures out? Now, cheating
that's
is still wrong.
Yeah, look at it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to get to the mentality of these men, and they're like, I'm paying for you, so why can't I pay for somebody else too? Like, you're like a notch on the belt. Okay.
It's not even a notch at the point. You're there. Like, you're a thing. And I just, I'm not saying the person is, but like, it's all right. So I'll give an example. They were using, because they were saying like men have no excuse to be broke, blah, blah, blah. It was like, it's stocks out here. You can learn the stock market. You can learn. It was one girl. She was going in, and I swear she thought she was making all these amazing points. She was like, ladies, it's men out here. You don't have to lower your standards because it's millionaires everywhere. And you ain't got to just look in this country. There's black millionaires all over the place. I know personally black men that have found a glitch in the system and got out of prison, and they found ways to get blah, blah, blah. And I'm just sitting here like, yo, like, money is really everything to y'all, to the point where like you can sit here and be like, an ex-con, you know, is your example. Like, oh, he has money. That nigga's a con. he's a felon.
And all of this kind of miraculous ways of, you know, earning wealth that these men has been able to find. A, do you got them? Are they with you? And B, even if you are with him, you spend a lot of time here on talking on Clubhouse, spending your energy bashing the men that don't. Like, I just don't see a woman that is living that kind of lifestyle entertaining even this kind of thought, right? They're like, I don't have to live with it.
And
so,
I feel bad for men, too, because it's men out here who think that they really need to subscribe to that, and out here risking their life, their freedom, doing all of this behind a girl.
What do you mean?
There's a lot of men who are, like, scamming, who are risking their life every day, selling drugs, doing all types of wild stuff just to have money. To front and to show off for a female who's just looking at him just for money. That's it.
Like, because the moment he loses that money, she's out.
She's gone.
And that's why. And this is why I think I don't. Go ahead. You said you don't think it's a majority of women?
Well, I don't know, because when I was in this room, just like I was just observing who was on the stage, because I was just thinking like those are the ones with the opinions. And it was. This kind of mindset, I was like, this has to be like the IG kind of woman look, the fake ass, all that kind of stuff. Like, there's got to be most of them women. It was a range of women. Like, it didn't just have like the most like, you know, prettiest girl or the most like ugly duckling. It was like a whole bunch of different women. I said, oh, is this a generalized belief? But I said, this can't be, because a lot of the girls that I got around, well, some of them ain't dating a broke.
So man, this is what it is. A lot of women are one way online and have these ideals that they preach. But it don't really be like that in a personal life.
She ain't really like
that. Yeah, she ain't really like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a few women who will go online and talk all that stuff with conviction and got a nigga that don't pay nothing at the crib.
Lord have mercy.
So it's...
That's different.
It's just one of them things where, like, you know, you got to take it for what it is. But the fact that it's being preached so loudly, it just really starts to, like, resonate. But, like, but what I was saying was, like they talk about, like, oh, stocks and bonds, and you can learn how to trade. Men that are, like, that are in those positions treat their women that same way.
Yes. Yes.
Buy low, sell high. You know what I'm saying? Like, they treat y'all the same exact way. So, and that's why you get all these women who, like, aren't wives. Unfortunately, like, yeah, y'all might experience the guy for a certain amount of time, but, like, they don't keep him. Meanwhile, like, and this is my thing with the whole 50-50 thing. Like, fam, at the end of the day, nobody wants to not have a partner. And if you go into a relationship with somebody who, like, looks down on you for an even split of something, it's like we're not partnering at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, there's no partnership involved with this. If I was to fall off, it's going to be an issue. It's going to be resentment. You're going to be talking crazy to me all the time. Like, nobody wants to be with that. You might want to experience it. You might want to hit it. You'll deal with it for a little while, but you're not going to keep it. Because, like, and that's why, like, girls be like, ah, he ended up with that. Whatever you feel like that is, that below standard woman, she's probably really dope. You know what I'm saying? She probably is really down for him. She probably really wants to, like, be with him for him.
And it's not none of your fucking business.
Right.
Yeah, like, if these two people are happy and they like it, love it, good for them. But, like, I think just to reduce people to what they can bring in a relationship to the point where it's not like...
It's not even bring. It's what they can bring financially into a relationship. See, that's what they're reducing it to.
I think that's a sticky... For me, I think that's a sticky viewpoint because I'm trying to wonder, like, what I want. I do want somebody. I feel like we had this conversation before. I don't want somebody who doesn't have anything.
Well, let's take broke out of the equation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, we don't have to, yeah, let's take broke out of,
like,
the equation.
I'm not dating somebody broke, period. And more than likely, I just don't see that us even being in the same kind of space if I'm somebody who's broke in general. But for us to meet and fall in love, like, I ain't really going to. But even beyond that, like, if you're doing your due diligence when it comes to your own pockets and your bag, then I like, okay, that's good enough for me. But it seems like these women want, yeah, that bag, and that bag got to be able to cover everything I want. Mm-hmm. And the lifestyle that I
but forget want, about you know. How he treats you. Forget
oh, and then they want to be a stand-up man. Forget, yeah. They want, but they want
to actually no, they man. Don't because she was in there talking about how she was like, no, as long as he taking care of such and such, like, it's even oh, women out here.
Can yeah. we please?
Did you talk see that clip? About,
yes. What's her name? Megan James.
Mm-hmm.
I think her name. Yes, from the Bad Girls Club. You remember Megan?
Oh, the one who said, "I don't want my man to be gay."
She said that
basically he can cheat, but, like, there's rules to the cheating. Like, don't bring
home no STD. No STDs, yeah. Don't have a baby. And don't let me find out.
Yeah, don't be gay. Yeah. I saw that.
She said those are the deal breakers for her. But as long as he's cheating respectfully, that's what it was. Respectfully.
And the other chick was like, I don't think you should cool. putting that out there. Mm-hmm. Right? But those were two women that had opposing beliefs, but I think both of these beliefs fit in somebody's world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, who's the girl that with the slick? Her shit was slick.
She had a Gorilla Glue job?
Yeah.
Whoa, her shit. Because it gave the wet look, but it didn't move. So I had my mind trying to process, like, what's going on here? But she, the way she was talking, I'm thinking, like, there's probably men that's in her space that she would like to date who would probably date somebody like that.
But I feel like those are the men who are paying for everything.
Yes. Like, I agree.
Those are the men that she's talking about.
Yeah.
And to her, she's probably like, as long as he's paying for everything and giving me this glamorized life, he can go do him. And those are just her rules.
I try to be cautious with looking down, like, okay, good for you. If that's what y'all want to do and that's the agreement between two adults, if you down with it and he down with it and this is the trade-off, that's a relationship. Facts. That's the dynamics of y'all relationship and you are agreeing. Mm-hmm. I just feel as though when one person is kind of left in the dark with that and not aware of what everything they're signing up for, it's kind of fucked up. That's why I think the other girl was saying, like, I don't know, whoever the other girl she was talking about, she was saying that, oh, you can have all that and I don't want my man to cheat. But then I think what you guys are saying, like, yeah, no, these niggas cheat. Like, the men you're going after, they're going to cheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, not for nothing, I'm doing everything. I feel like, all right, so everybody understands that when you have money, one of the main things that you get with that is freedom. Mm-hmm. So if you have the money to, and you're financing everything, you still feel like you have your freedom to do whatever you want to do. And that includes relationally.
You're going
to
feel entitled to that fucking
right.
freedom. Yeah.
Like, I absolutely would. Listen, if I was paying for everything and my woman was just at home, like, just at home. Yeah, I'm going to cheat. I'm not going to hold you. And I'm probably going to be, like, bold about it, too. Like, yeah, I didn't come home yesterday. So this is my house. I pay for everything in this joint. These lights, everything. So if you mad, you mad. Like, what you going to say? You're not bringing nothing.
I ain't a woman, so I ain't got an opinion on that. But I'd be like, oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, and then I'm like, get out.
Get out.
It's that simple.
Like, get out. But that's why I don't know. I'm always defaulting in my mind when I look at women. I'm like, yeah, you can do that, but still have your own money. Still,
that's where I made that controversial statement of like, too many women are for sale. And I don't mean like in a like a whorish way.
Say this shit
I said on the previous podcast. Oh, I didn't say it with y'all. I said it with the guys. But yeah, like, there's a lot of women that like it's they have a number. There's a lot of people that have a number. Let me not put that specifically on women. A lot of people have a number. If somebody brings X amount to your life, everything else kind of goes by the wayside. They don't care if the dudes be stand-up dudes.
So, complete transparency, I will get cheated the fuck on. Right now. Yeah. And this nigga's going to pay off my student loans and pay for the rest of my schooling and shit. I'll be with you for 2 more years and get cheated on. Knock yourself out, buddy. Go ahead. Can I sleep with you? No, you can't. Well, bitch, I ain't paying for your shit. I'm playing. I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Do you have any scenario that you can think of where you would like be okay with knowing you do was possibly just like fuck just out
no.
here?
No.
No situation.
No, there's no situation where I don't know, maybe in a sense for me, like I'm too controlling. Like I couldn't even be with I could have been in a position where I could have had someone just treat me like a housewife and would have did everything, but I wouldn't even allow myself to play that type of role. Like, I'm not even about to play myself like that. Like, I need to be doing something. I need to be adding some type of value. In that sense, ain't nobody, I'm not going to let nobody walk all over me and have
right, because that can be taken
money.
Care of, like, that being taken away from you, like, at any time.
Facts. And then I'm just left with nothing, or I can get kicked out. I would never put myself in that position.
I think I know you talk about homeboy that she showed me on the Instagram. He married.
What? Right. You got a married nigga? Who?
No, not him. No,
you told me. Like, I was like, oh, yeah,
no.
Okay.
I can show you, but yeah, not him.
See? It'd be married niggas out here like,
Well, no, he wasn't married at the time.
I'm ready to trick it off.
No, he wasn't married at the time. It was,
no. Oh, yeah, y'all talking about him.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, because I know you're listening.
Is he? I did not have to bring that up.
Tony brought it up.
Yeah, we have to say hi to him.
We just gave him a whole shout out.
Yeah.
Does he be listening though?
Yeah, he listens every week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, good job. Dang. Oh, you still got him on the
one on the right? Of course, not old man, right?
Not the old man.
Speaking of old men, can we segue to the greatest verses like ever?
Okay, Tyana, you chose a specific picture.
Did you watch Tony? If you don't get off this nigga, Tony.
He's not bad looking. He's skinny, but he's not bad looking at all. I can definitely see what you talk about. Yeah, because Ryan Isley looked great.
First off,
great.
We were sitting here. We didn't even know it was him.
I had no idea that was him.
We kept saying, like, who is this dude they got up there, like, in his place? And when is Ron going to come out? We thought it was like his brother or something.
Ron cleaned up and grew up that beard.
First of all, I didn't even know he was married to the girl from JS. Remember that
the
ice cream
girl?
Song? Yes.
That's her?
Ice cream. Yes. That's her. That was my shit.
Wow. I didn't realize that was her. But yeah, she's 44.
Yes.
He's turning 80 next month.
16 or 12 years already?
Something like, yeah, 16
years.
They
say he had a kid in 64 and then a kid in 2007.
That's super wild, yo. Yeah, he definitely has a 14-year-old. Ron Isley is wild.
He different.
And not
he
my different. Life. They both signed up for it. It
was
weird
good
as
for
shit.
79. Oh my God.
If you had a kid at 64, that your kid is older than both of my parents.
He had a geriatric pregnancy. Oh man, that is crazy.
They did look good. I mean, he looked really good. I enjoyed that.
I did too. The music was just so good. Steve Harvey could have shut up a little bit though.
He could have.
He was getting money.
Why was all his story so fucking extra? Like,
this shit ain't about him.
Right.
Like, bro, like, we not even here for you.
Did too much.
Like, dog.
I personally love Cedric to do it, but
Cedric would have been up there doing the same thing.
That's true. Remember I told y'all last week I really wasn't looking for Steve Harvey to be on it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But somebody said on Twitter, they said this nigga showed up like he was about to fuck up Batman's day in Gotham.
Somebody else said he looked like Darkwing Duck. Twitter was
That's funny.
You know what I thought the dopest part was though, when they were singing what's the name of the song? I can't remember the name of the song, but whatever. When Earth, Wind & Fire was singing with them, "Living for the Love of You."
Oh yeah.
And they were singing the song like along with that's just a moment. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But to also get back to what I was arguing about with the guys. That's why I didn't want them to sell it to Triller. Triller is so trash. Did y'all watch it on Instagram?
I watched it from Instagram.
Yeah, so I tried to watch it. I tried to watch it on Triller. It's terrible. Like, it kept buffering. It was shutting off. The app was forced closing. It's terrible. Like, fam, y'all sold this John for nothing. So y'all can get Steve Harvey to host?
Oof.
So y'all can put it on. Now they got a partnership with Peloton Bikes.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yo, y'all could have did all this by yourself. I didn't have to sell. We still sitting here watching on Instagram.
I was going to say, was people really going to go to Triller to start?
People were trying to, but it was so bad.
Like a TikTok?
It's knockoff TikTok.
Okay. Yeah. I've never seen anybody like doing anything on there.
You have never heard, because nobody even has it on their phone. I uninstalled it already. I tried. I signed up. They got me. They got my data. But nope, Triller is dead, and I feel like they could have kept that to themselves, and they could still be like getting the same bag without having to sell to the folk. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But I thoroughly mm-hmm. enjoyed.
Yo, some of the songs I didn't even know that was the Isley Brothers. I didn't know they did Shout.
Shout, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people didn't know that.
They've been around. They say what, 65, 64?
That
years?
Song came out in 59.
Yo.
That song came out when your dog was born.
You better leave Sasha alone. I love you, baby.
I love you,
girl.
I'm sorry. That's fucked up. That's really fucked up. I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
She walked by. I was like, oh, that's an old dog. Because she walked.
Like, all right, whatever. You in the house now. Like, she got to protect herself at this point.
But do you realize how many people sampled the Isley Brothers? So many.
They and said they made 10 million alone in the 90s. Just in the 90s from samples.
Just from samples. Mind you, they had their own shit in the 90s come out too, right? Yeah. Yes.
Mr. Big still out here. Still give them hits.
Aaliyah sampled that. And she sampled, I think, At Your Best.
At Your Best.
She remade it.
She remade it,
yeah. You didn't know that they? You didn't know that was their song? Wow.
You thought that was her song?
I didn't. I knew it was a sample because it has such like a cover, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it was from them. I learned a lot. That was good.
Yeah. They sounded great. They looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did look great.
I was just shocked that they was like so awake. I'll be completely honest. I missed the end of it. I couldn't stay up.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Long.
You watched the whole thing?
I did watch the whole thing.
Good for you. How?
You be awake?
On your phone?
That night I was. Oh. I went from my grandmom's house, kept it on, and just was in bed.
Did they announce who next? Watching it.
I don't know who. Oh, no. Method Man and Red Man is on 420.
I just want them somehow, and I keep saying this over and over again, I want them somehow to get, not together, I want them to have their own separate ones, like against somebody else. I don't want them to go against each other. But like, I want Toni Braxton to somehow get one. I have a feeling she'll be down for it. More than, I also want Janet to get up there too. Janet got a lot of hits. I want to see her get up there.
She do. I mean, maybe that's the one good thing Triller would be good for. Maybe they'll be able to give him some extra money.
I've heard of somebody's goddamn Triller.
The only other thing that I like that they did that I watched was the Mike Tyson fight. They sponsored that.
Mike Tyson fought?
Mm-hmm.
He won?
It was an exhibition. It wasn't like a real fight.
Was he up in a ring swinging?
Mm-hmm. He was fighting Roy Jones. They both over 50. It was more so like a let's get two old niggas in the ring that was supposed to fight when they were actual fighters. And
because they never fought, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You ever watch his Hot Box, his podcast?
I watched it a couple times. It's decent.
I like it.
Oh.
Mike Tyson.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson is a very interesting human.
He is.
Like, and I hope he gets his money because he got juked out of a lot of bread.
From that nigga with the hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his name? Don King?
Mm-hmm. I was about to say Don Cornelius. Don King. It's just a lot of niggas that just need to get stomped out in life. Like, oh, was it y'all? No, it wasn't y'all. I was talking to somebody else. Like, what's the nigga name? Bobby Womack.
Oh.
Bobby Womack.
He's another one that,
he need to get stomped. Well, I mean, he dead now, I think. But, like, niggas should have, like, really hauled off and, like, just beat the brakes off him when he was alive. Because he's a foul, what dirty did he do? Nigga. Sam Cooke was his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up marrying Sam Cooke's wife while wearing his clothes, Sam Cooke's clothes. But then he ended up sleeping with Sam Cooke's daughter, too. Like, my nigga.
He needs to be
like
underneath the fucking grave.
Like, niggas need to, like, yo. They should have let the clip off on him a couple times. And then, like, he, like, some of his songs, like, when you go back and listen to him now, you'd be like, was this nigga, like, being smart?
Was he bragging about it?
Yeah. Probably. Like,
And Barry Hankerson. Fuck Barry Hankerson.
Oh, yeah. He needs to get stomped out.
Background. He, that's the reason why Tank's album, some of Tank's albums.
Aren't on.
JoJo.
Yeah.
JoJo. Especially Aaliyah's.
Her whole catalog.
Wasn't her CD supposed to be released or something supposed to be released?
Shit. He ain't letting go of shit. Tank and some of Toni Braxton's music too, because she was on Blackground too. So there's some shit that you can't even get access from all of them.
Yeah, you gotta like go buy CDs from like CDnow.com or something.
Mm-hmm.
And who has a CD player?
Real shit. Do I even got one in my car?
Ty, you got one anymore?
I do still have one of like my little Walkman things, but I did buy a VCR, guys.
Oh,
and I'm pretty excited about it.
What do you need to watch?
Disney tapes.
I think I just want it for nostalgia purposes, and I want to go buy some tapes as well. I was watching this Netflix documentary on The Last Blockbuster, which I'm going to go travel to go see.
Where is it at?
It's in Oregon. Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, I'm not going to Oregon and go to Blockbuster.
Travel. I'm not doing it.
Just pull up real quick, go to the drive-thru. That joint be like, nah, we closed now. I'm like, what?
I ain't going to do
wait,
that.
Wait, you can't.
I want to go visit.
They're renting, though.
What do you mean?
Aren't they like renting it out? Like you bring it back in 24 hours?
Yeah, I just like want to go see it. I'm not. Okay. Yeah, I'm not. But that
you thought she was going to go out there to rent a movie?
Yeah, I'm
like,
not
going to
do that. Oh, okay. But yeah, just for nostalgia purposes, I'm going to do that. But that made me go buy a VCR.
I'm a West Coast video person myself.
Oh, I remember them.
West Coast video was the truth.
Ain't that a porn production company?
No. You're freak nasty.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not. First off, I said West Coast Video. I don't know what West Coast Production does. I'm talking about the place that was on Kennedy Avenue. I mean, whatever that is around in Lindenwall.
Hold on.
I remember when the Dunkin' Donuts on Blackwood Clementon, that used to be a Blockbuster.
Yes, it. And in the plaza across the street from the speed line on Whitehorse Pike.
Yeah, it was on one over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just good. That just brought up so many memories. You know, going there, renting movies, then get some
never
pizza,
giving them back.
Not giving them back. Paying late fees.
Right. Going to go get a new movie. They'd be like, yeah, you owe $400. Like, what?
Yes. They said that each of those tapes ran them like $100.
That's just to get the tape?
Yes. Because that's how much just the studios were selling them for.
Oh.
So that's when they like decided to just... Tape. Right. Uh-huh. So that's why they decided... Some people just decided to... rent them, and they went to the Supreme Court because the studios didn't want them to be able to do that, but they cost so much. Who was going to buy a tape for $100 at that time? So that's when the judge favored, like, it's not illegal for them to just rent them out to people.
But. And then all these furniture stores stole their whole business model.
Oh, like rent-a-center?
Yeah, like, hey, you can rent this couch. By the time you pay it off, you're going to have paid for it five times.
Yo, I always felt like that was a dangerous-ass job. Like, for people who owe money and you got to go and try to collect shit.
Ty.
Yo.
You ain't got to tell me.
Yeah.
I did it. Scary job.
How was that?
I worked for errands. Yo, First
could
off,
you imagine
did you know
rolling up in somebody. Yeah, I remember when he did, but I couldn't imagine you rolling up to somebody and like trying to get their stuff from them.
Yo, like straight taking niggas' couches while they sitting on them. John's like, yo, I came to get the couch. That John was sitting in the living room. Y'all remember we went and got this couch, and it was their fault because they sent me out there by myself. I'm like, yo,
by
like
yourself. Yeah, how are you supposed to get a couch?
I have no idea. I have no idea. So
that's a setup.
I'm out there. They like, well, just take the pieces you can get, and we'll send somebody else out there to help you get the rest. So I'm in these people's house.
With the pillows?
It's a, house full of people. I'm in there unscrewing stuff. You know what I'm saying? Taking it piece by piece. I got to take a bed set, a living room, and a dining room set. All so they like they send it somebody else. So I'm carrying the stuff, whatever, right? So then I get like, I actually got a lot on the truck by myself, and you had to wear like, I had to wear a suit that day because I was like one of the managers in training. So I had on like a full blown suit. All I got to do was take off my jacket. So I'm out there sweating like a slave, right? So backup finally arrives. It's my manager. She like, I can't believe they let you in. Let's get this stuff on the truck before they change their mind. So we start undoing the legs on the couch. And literally, as she pulled the leg out the bottom of the couch,
came out.
All these bed bugs just came falling out of it.
I
have
naked
never
right there.
Been they fucking... so disgusted
oh,
in my life.
Oh my God.
Ew, so they're visible? Like you can see
when it's
them?
A lot of them? Yes.
Oh, and they latch onto your shit. Ooh.
Like literally. So, wow. And the people were so dirty. They was like, I bet they don't want it back now. So we ended up taking the stuff that we had on the truck off the truck, put it back in the house. Was like, y'all gonna keep it, but we gonna write it off. Like y'all gotta, it's gonna be on your credit as like whatever the balance is owed. So we like had to get back to the store, and I had to stay in there in full suit, and they sprayed me down from head to toe in disinfectant. I couldn't go back in the store. I had to go home, take a shower. I threw away all the clothes. We had to like basically like firebomb the whole truck because like it's a furniture store. If we get one of them drones into the store, it's going to infect the entire store. So like, it was a mess, yo. I hated that job.
How are they going to have you go to somebody's crib by yourself? They could have like turned off the lights and strolled on you.
Because,
like, did.
So the way that they do it is they basically like you either get the money or you get the furniture. So I went there to get the money. The people was like, we ain't paying nothing. You can take it. The stuff was filthy. They didn't care at that point. They was like, yeah, take it back. So I called them like, yo, they said I can take the stuff. They like, oh, we'll get it. I'm like, all right. I'm like, y'all going to have to send somebody else.
That's so uncomfortable.
And then that one time that I was about to get strolled when I was in Arborwood, that's when I was like, no, y'all niggas can have it. Like, it's yours. I called and lied. I was like, hey, yeah, man, the house abandoned.
Like,
I wasn't going in there and get that. It was five niggas in there.
Arborwood was different.
The window was boarded up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to join this off GP. I didn't expect a nigga to answer it.
Yeah. Nigga. GP.
I don't even know what it stands for, but I know what it means. What does GP stand
for? Off a principle, right? I don't know.
Yeah, it's basically a good principle. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, I was just knocking. Nigga came to the door. And it was literally like what I came lying. To get was the only thing in the whole apartment. The apartment was empty. It was a TV, a couch, and a TV stand. The niggas was in there playing video games.
Let me tell you something.
I was like, yo, I'm here to get the couch. The niggas like, that couch?
Arborwood. You got L it. To the no. What?
It was broad daylight.
Like,
not still
like
shit.
Every week in that fucking year. No.
I remember, one of my younger cousins used to be so wild. His mom used to make me go out there with him to like try to find him. We creeping around Arborwood with the lights off. She'll find him. Smoking or doing some bullshit, she hop out chasing him through Arborwood.
He running?
Yes.
Oh. Oh. That's your cousin?
Yeah.
No, like, what? Are we talking about? Can you pause this?
No.
Please pause it. Please. Hold on.
I'm good.
Oh, yeah, guys, we had to pause just to make sure that. Listen, I like to know who people are, so when I got a face to a name.
That was wild. Oh my God.
It's so funny. I wonder if people be listening to it. Like, we don't know none of these people y'all talking about.
Right. But they know all the people we be talking about. That's the wild thing about it. So shout out to the people.
Who, if you know, you know.
Right.
Mind you, I posted this fucking video on my Instagram. I was like, when these bitches catch me outside.
That shit was funny.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, I'm a punk. Tell me, like, wait, guys, this is three, you guys.
I'm like, this is like, entertainment.
This is entertainment. Like, bitch, take off your loafer.
Nah, they're going to punch you to them drugs. It's going to fly up.
They're going to punch me out my loafer.
Like, yo, this boy loafer just flying up to the train tracks.
And what you did, like, fucking 30 shoe changes?
You seen this nigga?
What are you talking about?
When you was modeling all your shoes.
Yes, like Tony.
Are y'all?
We might as well have made our OnlyFans for
the. What are y'all getting at? What you getting at? What's
I'm
wrong?
Just saying shit. Like, what? You be doing it over there. Like,
oh, you like my shoes?
Yeah, I love them all.
Okay. It's only some of them, too.
I was like, okay.
I got fucking tired. I mind you.
You got tired.
Because I had to hear fat breath. You know how you hear fat breath?
Well, from bending over.
Yeah.
Yo, how many shoes did you show off?
I don't remember, but those were some of the ones that I haven't been able to get play with because of COVID. So I was just saying, I was looking because my grandma was like, you got some of these fucking shoes at my house. Like, what do you want me to do? I said, no, keep them. I said, wait, I got some shoes at my house. Let me go into the whole thing.
Wow.
So I was like, these are some of the ones.
You got it over like a whole penthouse over there. Like,
in my little tiny apartment.
Yeah.
Falling apart too. Fuck that fucking place.
All paid up. Like, you was living the dream right now.
What did he say? He paid up to like 2024. That's going crazy.
Y'all be funny. I talked to her. I was like, yo, is my shit through? And she was just like, oh, you good. You good. Had a sty in her eye in both eyes. And I was like, oh. That's what I was saying. I was like, okay, miss, we have a bigger thing to talk about right now. Like, are you cleaning your makeup?
Well, you got two styes.
Yeah.
Yikes. Those always scared me.
All I can say is that I'm not trying to be comparative because I understand that God is not. I'm not talking about this. I'm just talking about the last topic we were talking about. I said I'm not trying to be comparative because I know God has blessed me a lot with health and happiness and a good family and a good upbringing. But you start to really realize that maybe the shit that you're complaining about isn't so bad if you hear like some of the things that other people. And I don't want to seek solace in somebody else's pain, but. It puts a lot of things into perspective
for sure.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And if I can find that, I don't know if you want to see that, but I'll let you know. But yeah.
That's wild.
What, somebody else's pain?
No, her cousin.
Oh. Do you want to see that, Ty?
Not really.
Yeah, I was
like, I just wanted to confirm that was him, but I believe that it is. So it's okay.
And ain't nothing wrong with it. We don't.
Oh, I'm not shaming.
We don't sex shame. And if you're a sex worker, as long as you're being smart about it, knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even y'all part saw of that. It was on pause that whole time. They didn't even know that.
We were talking about the Biden administration.
Well, can we segue to that Biden real quick? Because you see how that bad baby girl made a million.
Made $1 million in 6 hours.
From OnlyFans.
Cash me outside.
She turned 18, went and made her OnlyFans, and then that one day she made $1 million.
Niggas are nasty. They was waiting for her to make that fucking shit. Filthy. That's the Dr. Phil girl.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's not even cute.
Did she?
I don't know what she was doing.
Did she try?
I guarantee you she didn't. I didn't click on it, but I'm fairly certain she didn't go crazy like that.
She was just like naked pic. Well, not maybe not even fully naked.
There probably wasn't even fully naked pictures. There was probably just like some regular stuff that you would normally catch on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But. Niggas, like Tony said, niggas is nasty.
Nasty.
I don't know.
Straight up predators.
Yeah, when niggas be like waiting.
Marcus Houston.
Why you say Marcus Houston? Is his wife young?
His wife is 19.
Well, something was already off about that nigga in general because wasn't he fucking the B2K?
All of them.
They got a lot going on.
No, they was lying.
They lied about all of that. Him, Omari
Grand. They were supposed to be brothers. Niggas ain't brothers.
Omarion and his other brother Omari, whatever it is
called. Marcus Houston and Omarion used to say they was brothers. Them niggas have no relation.
That is weird. For what?
Lil like marketing. Fizz and Janae what was the were point? Supposed to be cousins. And that was just because they was just both light skinned.
Mm-hmm.
Janae Aiko?
Yeah.
What are people getting from this? Why would you lie about that?
I guess trying to make them more.
Lil Fizz got an OnlyFans too.
Does he?
Why? Ocean.
What is that? Little Fizz is one of the lamest niggas on earth.
Awful. It's a hook.
It's a hook?
Yeah.
What's a hook?
Is it a hook?
No, literally a hook. Like, you remember, like, on SpongeBob? So remember the episode on SpongeBob when they was down there, like,
I don't know why we get this nigga started, bro.
Remember on SpongeBob, they was like, stay away from the hooks, because the hooks used to be dangling there with cheese. And they were like, you can come over and play with a SpongeBob. And it was like, no, we're told us to stay away from it.
It's like that.
One of them grabbed Patrick. He was like, oh. He came back down like, wee. So it's literally like one of them fucking hooks from SpongeBob.
That ain't it.
Okay. Yo, I got a question for y'all.
What's up? I could be out here in this too.
Not the stew. So Ty, you never been in a physical fight before, right? So yo,
wait.
So if by chance, right, some girl came up to you and was like, I heard you messing with my man, and her man happened to be your man, and she challenged you to a duel.
To a duel. Isn't that like some shooting shit?
Nah, I'm just a dumb way to say a fight.
Oh, okay.
would you fight her?
If she put her hands on me, yes.
So you got, I'm not. So you
I'm not fighting over a guy. But if somebody touched me, then what if it's your husband?
Like, what if it's the love of your life? Like,
he's cheating. Why am I fighting over that?
All right, just asking.
Oh yeah, no.
Tony, so you're not fighting.
Fighting over what though?
Like, you know what I mean? Somebody stepped to you and was like, yo, you are a man.
You know, huh?
They like, yo, you with my man. And you like, what? No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm not fighting over the man. I don't care. Like, I don't care.
But if you get punched, then you're going to, like, defend yourself.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's
of course.
The only Most time definitely. I'm fighting. Most I'm definitely. Not going to fight over no man.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I never understood that. Why?
Nigga, what is you? What happened? Please don't tell me you pulled up a hook.
I'm sorry, Chris. You gotta pause it. Sorry, guys. All right, so I'm fighting. So I'm back. So
you are fighting?
No.
Oh, you're fighting to defend yourself.
I'm fighting to defend myself. If somebody put my hands on me, this goes beyond. Yeah, but he'll show this. So So if somebody like came up to me like, oh, I want your person. I'm not fighting for nobody. But then if they turn around and just swing on me, then I'm fighting. I don't want to be fighting now at 30, period. I don't want to be fighting for shit at 30, but you know, you will if you have to.
Right.
Are you fighting if somebody come up to you like, hey, I want your girl and it is what it is?
Probably. But not because of this.
About that life, though.
Nah, it's more so about a respect thing. Like, it's one thing for somebody to be like, yo, like, we dealing with the same person. You know what I'm saying? Like, coming at you, like, on some respectful stuff. But if somebody's, like, indignant about the fact that, like, sleeping with your girl, or, like, they're like, yeah, I want your woman. Like, nah, like, fam, now you, like, you just being disrespectful. Like, you trying, like, you know what I mean? You got to start talking to, like, my nigga Trey Rags. Like, yo, what you trying to get into? What you trying to get into? What's your problem? You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, if somebody was, like, approach me, like, on some, like, not. Because my thing is, like, all right, if you doing it, you doing it. You don't owe me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just stay over in your corner. I deal with my woman. But, like, once you, like, get to the point where, like, you approaching somebody about it, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, like, she not even in it right now. I deal with her later. So, you know, like, that's a whole nother situation. But me and you, like, what you trying to get into? Like, you gonna approach me, my nigga? Like, I don't even want you calling my phone. Like, don't even be tough over the phone. That's why I was just, you know, I just trying to get a read, because I was talking to somebody about it. And they're like, yeah, the other person don't owe you nothing. I'm like, yeah, they don't. But, like, once they come, they bring it to your doorstep, then what?
But that's when it comes personal. Well, I mean, it's all personal, period. But, like,
it's not personal. Like, yo, if my girl's out here and she being wild and she letting somebody knock it down and that nigga don't know me, and I don't know him, that ain't personal. He doing what he can do, what he's being allowed to do.
That is personal for you. Like, that's your girlfriend.
But I'm saying it's not personal as far as, it's not personal between me and him.
Oh, no. I'm going to say it's between you and her, though.
Yeah, and I would deal with her accordingly if I found out, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But, like, if a dude step to you, like, yeah, man, like, that's our girl. Like, what, nigga? Like,
that's a little different.
Yeah, like, you gotta shoot that nigga.
And I feel like that's solely like ego purposes too.
Of course it is. And that's how a lot of niggas die.
Facts.
Dying over women?
What? That's a whole bunch of niggas done died over women. A lot of niggas died.
You back. If y'all made it this far in this fucking podcast, good for you.
You know what's crazy to them? They probably like, it's only an hour and 10 minutes. We over here like, yo, we've been here for 2 hours. trying to get through this show. But yeah, man, it's a lot of dumb stuff that happens. Oh my God. As it pertains to like men, women, and egos and how people get in it.
And people dying and
stupid situations.
The only thing I can see myself fighting over, like fighting over at this point is my parents or my kids
that I don't have.
So like I don't know if y'all be doing this. I'll be making up own fake scenarios in my mind. Like, I will fuck somebody up over my kid. Let's go. You want to fucking talk about my kid? Let's go.
Like, getting ready to come to school. Like, I can't wait.
I'm gonna be like that kind
first
of.
First
like,
off, can I break some bad news to y'all? All y'all niggas gonna be old by the time them kids is in school.
Oh yeah.
So
I'm gonna be in shape. You gonna be 50
and 5'1"
and fucking niggas up. I'm gonna have a gun. Give me gunshots. This is exactly how I'm coming in. Killing fire. Yes. Shoot a nigga real quick. You got the fucking right one, nigga. Fuck with my kids.
One of my 5 kids.
Right. On our farm. I'm getting fucked up.
Not if you gonna be in North Carolina. You better relax. Them niggas, they gonna have a lot of guns too.
And I think Ty gonna have guns too.
It's gonna be 75 guns pointed at her. She gonna be out there like, I got a gun. And like, so
that's fine. I defended my kid.
Is North Carolina open carry? I wonder.
They have to be. It seems like anything below the Mason Dixie line is like an open carry.
Well, I just wanted to know if, you know what I mean, get the temperature in the room, see if y'all niggas, you know what I mean, if y'all was boxing for love.
I hope my significant other wouldn't put me in a situation like that. But just right now, I'm not trying to fight, period.
At all.
It's just...
ain't even got the back for it.
No.
I don't.
When was the last fight y'all had? Remember
I told you, I've never been in a fight. The most I did was, like, fight my boy cousins when we were, like, young as shit.
Oh, really?
But I've never...
Who won? You ever win?
I don't remember. I think I did, because... and I was, like, a little older than them, too.
Oh, you didn't fight the cute one.
So, like... no, no. Aww.
Which one are you talking about?
Mac. What's his name?
Millie Bear.
Millie
Bear, yeah. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
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 Shout out to Mac. I'm gonna send you this clip.
Yeah, send him.
Beautiful. I saw your other cousin.
Yeah, Mikey.
Yeah. At the spot. Rodney was in the building. The spot that we go to.
Is that what y'all sent the picture of?
Yeah. I got the house.
That's your family member behind it?
No. That's like our, like, he's a really good bartender. He's like, oh, really
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
And for a while, well, was he just not there when I was going? Like, what was he like fired or something?
He got fired.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, they brought him back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it. I saw him up there. And it was just funny because it was like, oh, Rodney's here. And then, like, as soon as he was there, Mikey walked in. I was like, oh snap. It's like old times. It's like the world is back open for real. But it's not.
Well, you're up to your second shot now, right?
14th.
I was up to the 14th. Ty, you getting it? Maybe not.
I want to. I'm really scared of the side effects with the arm.
What? Your arm hurting? It'd be like when you drink.
But that don't really even be happening to me anymore.
I equated it to like when you work out. What do you mean like when you drink?
Like people,
y'all got another inside story? Let me know.
It's not.
Tell me what happened
when I was younger.
Okay,
last year.
What?
Sometimes when I drank, my arms would start to hurt.
Oh, that's when she knows she's drunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a different type of feeling. But I don't know. I'm just hearing a lot of like, I don't know. People say it's like really painful.
Do you know anybody that died from it?
No.
Okay, but do you know anybody that's alive from it?
A lot of people. I'm not saying I'm going to die.
You just, literally all it is that you, like, your arm is going to be sore when you lift it for 2 days. That's it. Like, and then it goes away.
And you can live.
I'm living now.
I know. You are.
Yeah, Ty be outside.
I'm living now.
That's true.
I feel like I'm, like, once it starts, like, all right, like, I heard, like, the they were going to have it on the passports, and, like, you're not going to be able to travel certain places or do certain things because you're not vaccinated. I think when it starts to affect me like that, then I'll be more inclined.
I don't like that. I don't like that people feeling like they getting bullied into it. Yeah, like, oh, I can't do X, Y, Z. But they have been saying that a lot of places have, like, already had these type of things in place. It just wasn't broadcast. But I mean,
I can't judge other countries for saying you can't come in without it. Like, that's their way. Right. Like, America's built different. I was watching, like, this documentary on Vox, I think, on YouTube, when they go through, like, you know, these are the current issues, and here's what we know, like, the truth behind it. And they were saying, like, some people are, like, filing lawsuits against their jobs because they're like, oh, you don't want to get the vaccine? We can't have you work anymore. And they're saying somehow they can get away with it, but somehow they can't. And they can't is because you're trying to force somebody to take a vaccine that hasn't been FDA approved yet. Right. So they said it's only for emergency use. When it becomes FDA approved, then you can start, like, that's when it's different. Yeah. Then you can start, like, maybe enforce it a little bit more. But if it's, like, it's only approved for emergency use, that means we really, y'all are gambling.
Yeah, we test dummying ourselves. So.
And I'm not, like, in my job, I'm not doing anything where I need to run back to the office. Like,
but you live with a very vulnerable population.
That's very true.
You do live with a very vulnerable population. You know who that is.
Who?
Well, what is the vulnerable population considered? Anybody with a pre-existing condition.
Right.
And anybody
who's over 50. Around.
Over 50.
Let me straight. She gonna get it.
She don't know who we talking about.
Do you not know who we talking about?
Who? I know you're not talking about Sasha. Nobody,
my motherfucking daughter. She swore we talking about Umi. Nope.
No, we're not talking about your grandma. We talking about your dog.
She beat the fuck all right.
She got a choice.
She done lived this long. She done fought through
some of that air from them damn plants.
She done made it through the civil rights movement, the crack epidemic. She survived some things.
The plague.
Spanish flu.
Just have all these pictures and just put Sasha in each of these.
Yo, moments. And black and white.
Because she was there. And just have her lifting all this shit.
World War II, the Great Depression.
She just.
The crucifixion of Jesus.
Be next to the podium when the I Have a Dream speech. You're like, why is Sasha here? Same age, every picture. Oh, behind dogs.
I'm cracking up.
56 in human years.
I think it's even worse. Isn't it worse than that human year? I'm sorry, we keep tips and turning.
No, that's what it is. Because she's 9. She's
9 in human years.
Yes, 9 in human years.
And old in dog years.
Every 7 years is a human year. For, like,
I don't know. I Googled it.
Okay.
All right, so technically, if she's 9 in 7 years, then she's 63 in dog years. There you go.
And okay. There you go. Yeah.
Whatever, she's over. No, she's not. She's not, because it's 65 and over.
She's for not what? A senior citizen yet?
No, for the vaccine.
Oh.
Oh, no, they already lowered it. They lowered she's there. It? She's oh, there. She she's eligible.
Yeah.
Get a shout up. her paw going to be sore. She'll fall down the steps in the middle of the night. Can't run. Just
go wake up. She at the bottom of the stairs. That's not funny. That's fucked up. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm
hilarious.
Sorry.
Nigga, I don't know what you're talking whatever. About.
Y'all get your laughs off.
Ty was being a really good person the other day, by the way.
Was she?
Yeah, because I stopped by, you know, just, I was like, hey, what's up? And she's like, hey, wasn't going to answer the door because I know who the fuck this was. Remember, you wasn't going to come open the door?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, you wasn't going to come open the door because I just popped up. And I was like, hey. And then her neighbor came in and her neighbor got one of the cameras on her door, which I'm like, wow.
What the fuck? Why do you have this ring? I was in there like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, if somebody, you're on the second floor, whatever, she's trying to feel safe, that's her. But then I was like, oh, maybe you should be fucking friends with her. Like, maybe you should be tired. I was like, fuck no. Look at this guy.
My neighbors are interesting, all of them now.
They move in and you don't even know they moved in.
Yeah.
Fully furnished, just in the building.
But you didn't know, but Sasha knew.
Sasha knew.
She fell down the steps and hit the door.
All right.
All right, I'm chilling.
So have you been outside to skate yet?
I haven't yet.
You talk all that shit.
I haven't
There's this
yet.
Woman in
I don't want to go. I'd rather do it at the tennis courts. I'm scared just to be
in our fucking apartment complex.
Yeah, them bros nasty. The streets is nasty.
There was this young girl, Chris, that was dressed colorful, black girl joy, long braids. I think the braids were colorful too. She was just really
some blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them. Yeah, and she was all dressed up, all colorful. Had her headphones on, short shorts, just outside by herself. It's not rollerblading, but what is it when it's four on each
skating?
Skate.
Just regular skating. Mm-hmm. Just going through the gravel, just skating. Mm-hmm. Having a good time. And I stopped my car. I said, good for you, miss. Good for you. She's like, oh, thank you. And I said, I felt so old saying it just now. Like, good for you, baby. But like, on some real shit, I'm like, she was out here bright as hell, loud as fuck in the way she was dressed, mm-hmm. but having a great time. And I just thought of Tyana and I told her, she's like, oh, I saw her too. So just get out there.
I saw her out there twice.
Listen, I'm going to do my, can I say, I'm going to start doing some stuff that I didn't do before. I'm going to go see a movie by myself. I'm going to see Mortal Kombat when
that
it comes
used to
out.
Be my shit.
Wait, you're going to go see Mortal Kombat? Why?
It's going to be in the movie theaters.
But why?
I know it's on HBO Max, but I want to go see it in the movie theaters.
Okay, so you're going to rent out the whole theater?
No, they said that you can like just go.
It's open.
Yeah,
I know. Open. All right. So you comfortable?
I'm vaxxed. Yeah, I work in a fucking hospital, so I'm just all right, like.
No doubt.
Yeah, but so I want to go see it. And I was like, I've never been to a movie by myself, but I'm going to go see Mortal Kombat.
Really? It's awesome.
It is?
I love it.
Y'all want to see movies by yourself?
I've seen a lot of movies.
I'm sitting there all day watching three movies. At least three movies.
Unfortunately, I can vouch for her.
I'm serious.
Y'all niggas really want movies by yourself?
Mm-hmm. And I've been with her where we spent entire days at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Remember,
nobody come and check y'all?
Huh?
Nobody come and check y'all?
Come check us, do what?
Like, come in the back, like, you already watched this movie. Get up, sir.
No, we watch different movies.
Yeah.
Y'all get up and just go to another movie theater. Nobody come in there like, oh, you're in my seat.
Don't be assigned seats. Not all of them.
This is before they had, like, the reclining thing. Yeah. This is before then. This is when you literally just pick a seat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Damn.
We ain't that old, y'all. Damn.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
We're going to theaters for a long time.
For you to even say that, yeah.
But nah, we used to like just really go and like watch the next movie. Then be like, then check the times and be like, oh.
Yo, even scared to like just go run another one. So I'm legit coming back up front and like paying for another movie. Going back in, coming back out, paying for another movie.
You did that?
Yeah. I was a punk. Sometimes I did run, but... Most of the times I'm paying.
Y'all ever go out like not just like a sit down quick eat, like actually go out to a restaurant and eat by yourself, mm-hmm. like with your waitress?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's fun too.
That is
only when the weather is nice though, like because usually I like people watching while I'm doing it. So like I'll either eat somewhere, like I've been to Vera a few times by myself, Bahama Breeze. What's the spot in Lindenwald?
The Mexican spot.
La Esperanza. I went there, but I'm like Applebee's for sure. I'll just go sit at the bar and just be like talking to the bartender. Like we besties. Yeah. I do a lot of stuff. Dolo.
Do it, Tony. It's gonna be fun.
When it gets nice, yo, just get on the train and go to Philly.
I ain't doing that. But I'm down.
Please just get on the train and go to Philly. And just walk the streets. And then just stop see a place that you ain't ever been before, just go in.
You know, I do. Life is short. Life is really so short.
But it's short, but also you start to just realize how people, we like to complain like, oh, South Jersey is so boring. All we got to do is like, oh, it's only so many places you can go in Philly. No, there's a million places you can go.
There's a lot of places you can go
like,
in Philly. Yes,
literally like nonstop places. So like literally, I used to just get on the train. I would go over there and I would just walk. Then I would see a place. I'd be like, this looks interesting. And I'll go in.
Oh my God, if you guys are on TikTok, go on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok definitely.
They teach you a lot of stuff, put you into a lot of spots.
In Philly?
Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
Anywhere, yeah.
North Jersey has a lot of spots. Mm-hmm. A whole bunch of dope stuff.
I need to do more shit alone.
They just opened up a speakeasy in North Jersey. Mm-hmm.
Ain't that what during the Prohibition area? Prohibition area? Like they snuck liquor?
Mm-hmm. But they're not doing that now.
Okay, what are they doing?
But you had to like do a special knock. Say it looks like a regular storefront, and then you knock on the back door, and then it opens up, and it's a whole bar, and like the aesthetics is like just really nice, and it's like real chill.
And it's just a bar. There's nothing.
And it's
like
just like a bar, nothing. Okay. And appetizers, but like It's just so the like, look and just the feel to do that.
So if I was to be like, knock, 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 they ain't going to open, but like, knock, knock, if you knock, do a knock, mm-hmm. knock, knock. Then I'm like, mm-hmm. okay, brother, come in. All right.
brother.
All right, brother. Mm-hmm. Come on. I really want to go. Did y'all go to, I'm pretty sure you went, Ty, to Urban Jungle.
Oh, yes.
You've been there?
Mm-hmm.
Overpriced.
Overpriced as shit.
Overpriced as hell, but
and
it's
they
nice
are paying it.
It's like, huh?
They are paying it though, like the people, customers.
Oh, people are buying that shit. So it's like a plant place in Philly, but it's like nice. The way it's like set in there.
Oh my god! When I went to North Carolina, yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. You took a picture in Urban Jungle?
Yeah, I got a couple of pictures from me being there. But Tony, I went to this plant bar.
I saw a little bit of it.
Oh my goodness! They had a sunset mimosa, banging. It was just like just champagne, orange juice, and pomegranate.
Oh,
but no, you could get drinks.
It's a plant bar.
Oh, she just said that.
Dummy. You're so dumb. Like all those like, degrees. Oh, you just wrote a 40-page paper. Like, you can't context clues, nigga.
So I went to a plant bar. They had a sunset mimosa. I'm like,
it's
oh,
not a
that.
Plant.
Plant? I know that. No, it's a drink. Okay, yeah. So they had a. Okay, a plant bar. And they had great drinks. And they,
yeah, just you buy like the wine. You go to the bar, get your little drink, and walk around and shop for plants.
Yeah.
They even have a section where you can, like, they had, like, their own soil mix and, like, the cactus. And then you can, like, do your own little thing.
I
like,
would
it
love
was,
that.
It was nice.
I would love to visit something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The only plant place I know that gives any kind of aesthetic, period, in South Jersey is Dimbleys.
Dimbleys.
That's the only place. And that's like, oh, okay.
And I'm going to raid that spot when they up and running for real, for real. Mm-mm. I'm replacing them Jones.
You're not going to replace this one,
heck no. That what? My mom asked him. She's like, what you going to do when it hits the ceiling?
It's going to be that a vibe in here.
Yeah, it's just going to be in the
You know what
ceiling.
Plant place makes me mad? That place on the Whitehorse Pike. I think it's called like Nicole's Garden or something like that. It's like right in front of the Taco Bell and the Walmart.
In Summerdale?
Yes.
Awful.
They make me so
Why do you hate
mad.
It?
Okay,
why do you hate
it?
It
because they don't take care of their plants.
Thank you.
They are dead. They're dead. And they be like, yeah, this plant and that. Like, what? You, what?
They're not cheap either.
No.
So I went there and got two plants before and both of the plants developed somehow mealybugs by themselves. And I was like, y'all are trash. And I said, I went there once, got a plant. I was like, oh, maybe it was just me. Went back to another, got another one.
Horrible.
And they weren't the best quality either, but they were high as shit. And I said, I'm not coming back here. Fuck y'all.
Like, who's buying these plants? Nobody's taking care of the plants.
But they've been open as long as we've been alive.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even understand. Somebody buying it. But
I don't really know any good plant places anymore. I really don't. Other, like, sometimes Lowe's. Sometimes I look up at Lowe's, but other than that, but everything at Lowe's I got. So far, like, there's nothing like
nothing around here. I'm gonna be honest. Like, the further you go down south, I think they got the best plants, and I feel like they're already inexpensive because they're tropical. They're already growing like outside just regularly, so their prices aren't bad. Florida, when I went to St. Pete's, they have a lot of nice plant shops.
There was a woman on Instagram, Monroe Steels, like she's like a fashion woman, and she was just taking a picture in Florida because she's like moved to Miami now. This ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm just saying, like giving aesthetic. She took a picture, and behind her was a bunch of monsteras.
Yes,
and it's by them
bushes,
like a
bushes of monsteras.
And I'm like, girl, I pay for these up in North Jersey. Y'all got this shit just growing on the side of the
Tony,
street.
I saw an air plant tree. I had my grandpa picking off air plants. There was a tree in the development that we were staying in that had air plants. All the plants, like I said, that we are buying, they were all growing in the development, just regularly chilling. Like, I'm ready to, like, go back with an empty carry-on bag and, like, just grab shit.
Take some plants. Real shit.
Like, for real.
Real shit, yeah.
And just bring it back. I still got those air plants.
You lying.
I'm dead serious. A whole air plant tree.
Wait, you were able to pick the plant and then pot it when you got home and it lived?
Well, the air plants, you don't have to pot them.
You don't?
Mm-mm. No, they just like, you just put them in water like every 2 weeks for like, you just soak them for like 2.5 hours. You soak them and then you just let them just chill in the open. Yeah, none of them are in
dirt. How's your business going?
It's going well.
Good.
Yes. I got some like new products that I'm working on. I'm doing my first vending event this Saturday coming up.
Where?
In Camden. It's a woman empowerment.
Oh, this event. Was so. Do you want
what I was just telling you about?
Are you interested in telling the?
Sure.
Okay.
So hold on, let me put the flyer.
Let me get the flyer. How come we don't ever have men empowerments?
Start it up.
No, I don't like niggas.
This is my Chris's face. It was flat as hell first, and he's like, nah, I like niggas. Nah. Now, I think Chris, you no. I don't know. I think you and your the John and Ryan.
We really don't like niggas as a collective. Really don't?
Oh, okay.
That's why we only talk to each other.
Okay.
So, shout out to them though. Yes, it's called Sis, You Are the Plot Twist.
Sis, You Are the Plot
Twist.
Sis, You Are the Plot Twist. Women's Empowerment Event. It is Saturday, April 10th. From 12 to 3, it's going to be like networking, food and drinks, performances, vendors, panel discussion. My cousin's actually going to be talking. And Diamond is hosting the event. So, yes.
Diamond Hill.
And where, I don't know. I think her last name is Brown. And I think her Instagram is Isabella_Brown.
Okay. Shout out to Diamond Brown.
On Kane Ave.
Oh, all right. That's super local. Okay.
I know what that is.
What, you scared of Kane Avenue?
I heard something about Kane.
Kane is fine. You'll be all right.
All right now. Well, that's where it's at, and that's this Saturday.
what are you doing? What products are you bringing?
You know, soaps, butters, and plants.
That's right.
The vibes.
I still, mind you, and you had said one time, you was like, hey, the soaps last this long. My soap, I just went through my first bar. I still already, like, it took a while to get through that first bar.
Oh, never wash it.
That's right.
It's for my face.
Yeah, all right.
Wait, is it?
This is
I mean, I've been using it for my face. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, that's no, what, no. That's yeah,
I,
yeah,
I just
yeah,
felt
yeah.
like your soap was too nice for my body. I said, oh, this is for the face.
Wait, which one did you get?
I got a clear one and a one that looks
the
like
glycerin.
The clear glycerin. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I got the one that looked like the thing that was off Jurassic Park where they found a mosquito in.
Mm.
I got that one. Mm-hmm.
With the calendula petals in it. Yeah. That's what you're talking about. That was a good reference. Yeah, I like literally that. Like, just that. Like that.
From the thing from fossils. Jurassic Park. Yep. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, dee, 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 dee. Yeah. And I still got, so yeah. Tiana, guys, when you guys buy a plant from Tiana, she's not aware of it. Great quality plants. That's just to your apartment or your house. But there, you might get a surprise every now and then, guys, because I bought one plant, ended up with four in that one pot. Don't know how that happened. Let her know about it. She's like, wow.
You're playing a hoe.
Mind you, completely different. Completely different plants. None of them niggas are the same.
I got a rehab plant from her, right?
What's that mean?
It was a plant that was like kind of iffy that somebody like had messed up. That she was like reselling. Somebody didn't know how to take care of it. Mm-hmm. So I took it, thinking, you know, I'm gonna be plant zaddy.
Was it the Valley Moon plant?
Man, listen, that joke, like, I got it back for a little bit. Then that nigga said, no, I was trying to die. And what you wanna do is let me die.
Zaddy plants for real.
Whoa, oh, I was goodness. In this joint. I was watering. I put that joint in direct sunlight. I was like, no, I'm gonna bring you back.
He died.
Oh no! I just threw it out recently. I was like, yeah, I can't do this.
And that's
anymore.
Interesting because in your house there be certain parts that don't get no light.
None.
And them lights. Them plants be like alive.
Yeah, they be flourishing right there. I don't know how.
The plant is in your bathroom. You had that pothos.
Yeah, that's a dope setup too.
That's
That's the one I had in the bathroom right there.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh okay.
I had to bring it out because it was getting too wild.
See, do you have any good tips for pothos?
Because I know these people probably listening like, what are these niggas talking?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Hey, y'all, we're going to get back to y'all next week because we're just rambling at this point. But we appreciate y'all listening. God bless.
Bye, y'all.
Yeah.